You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions. Now, start listening.
One. You hear a girl talking about a running race she is going to compete in soon.
It's the big running race on Saturday, and I know loads of local people are coming along to watch. And cheer. I'm feeling really nervous about it, which is a bit unexpected. But then a lot depends on the result this time. If I win, I can go on to compete in the national championships. That's putting a lot of pressure on me. I just know the other competitors will have spent months preparing for it, and I can't really claim that, if I'm honest. So I suppose if I don't get the result I'm hoping for, which is likely, I've only got myself to blame. It's the big running race on Saturday, and I know loads of local people are coming along to watch and cheer. I'm feeling really nervous about it, which is a bit unexpected. But then a lot depends on the result this time. If I win, I can go on to compete in the national championships. That's putting a lot of pressure on me. I just know the other competitors will have spent months preparing for it, and I can't really claim that, if I'm honest. So I suppose if I don't get the result I'm hoping for, which is likely, I've only got myself to blame.
Two. You hear the beginning of a radio program for teenagers.
Here with me today is scientist Louise Jason, who's going to tell us what's coming up in today's program. Louise.
Thanks, Mark. Yes, our regular listeners will remember the fascinating discussions we've had on this program regarding the future of the planet. We've covered just about everything, haven't we? From the effects of global warming to the way we release far too many toxic gases into the atmosphere. And we've been particularly interested in the effects of all this on wildlife worldwide. And that's our focus this morning. How the next generation should deal with all these problems and avoid the loss of any more rare species if they can.
Here with me today is scientist Louise Jason, who's going to tell us what's coming up in today's program. Louise.
Thanks, Mark. Yes, our regular listeners will remember the fascinating discussions we've had on this program regarding the future of the planet. We've covered just about everything, haven't we? From the effects of global warming to the way we release far too many toxic gases into the atmosphere. And we've been particularly interested in the effects of all this on wildlife worldwide. And that's our focus this morning. How the next generation should deal with all these problems and avoid the loss of any more rare species if they can.
Three. You overhear a boy phoning a friend.
Hi, Jake. It's Alfie. I'm just ringing about our school geography quiz next week. Hope you've been practicing. As you know, there's a great prize for the winners, and our team's got a really good chance of getting it. but Tom Sutton's just rung me to say he's got to drop out because he's not well, and he was really good. Anyway, we need another team member, so how about Fergus? Shall I ask him instead? Oh, and my dad says we can pick you up in the car on the way there if you haven't got any transport. Let me know. Hi, Jake. It's Alfie. I'm just ringing about our school geography quiz next week. Hope you've been practicing. As you know, there's a great prize for the winners, and our team's got a really good chance of getting it. But Tom Sutton's just rung me to say he's got to drop out because he's not well, and he was really good. Anyway, we need another team member, so how about Fergus? Shall I ask him instead? Oh, and my dad says we can pick you up in the car on the way there if you haven't got any transport. Let me know.
4. You hear two friends talking about a school photography exhibition.
Hi, Sam. I'm just off to the school photography exhibition, and I'm guessing there's lots of your stuff on the walls. You're a great photographer.
Oh, my teacher asked me to put some up, but nothing's ready. The most recent ones still need some work. The ones I showed you?
Well, they looked brilliant to me. I know you wanted to work on the colours a bit on your laptop, but I bet none of the photos in the exhibition are as good as those. You should give it a go. It's not too late.
Well, I'll come with you and have a look. Then I'll see what I think.
Hi, Sam. I'm just off to the school photography exhibition, and I'm guessing there's lots of your stuff on the walls. You're a great photographer.
Oh, my teacher asked me to put some up, but nothing's ready. The most recent ones still need some work. The ones I showed you?
Well, they looked brilliant to me. I know you wanted to work on the colours a bit on your laptop, but I bet none of the photos in the exhibition are as good as those. You should give it a go. It's not too late.
Well, I'll come with you and have a look. Then I'll see what I think.
5. You hear two friends talking about a shopping trip they've just been on.
Phew, I'm exhausted after all that walking around the shops. I need a nice cool drink.
Yeah, there were far more than I'd expected, with just about everything you could ever want.
Except the t-shirt you were looking for. We must have gone into every single shop.
Oh, never mind. I'm sure I'll find one eventually. And at least I didn't go and buy that dress I saw. It was lovely, but I couldn't really afford it. So I would have regretted it if I got it. Anyway, now I've got something left to go shopping with next week.
Yeah, well, maybe your friend Maisie could go with you next time. Phew, I'm exhausted after all that walking around the shops. I need a nice cool drink.
Yeah, there were far more than I'd expected, with just about everything you could ever want.
Except the t-shirt you were looking for. We must have gone into every single shop.
Oh, never mind. I'm sure I'll find one eventually. And at least I didn't go and buy that dress I saw. It was lovely, but I couldn't really afford it. So I would have regretted it if I got it. Anyway, now I've got something left to go shopping with next week.
Yeah, well, maybe your friend Maisie could go with you next time.
6. You hear a girl talking about her class trip to the theatre to see a play.
We had a trip to the theatre last week, which all my class went on, to see a play we'd been studying in class. We all knew what it was supposed to be like, and there are several scary bits in it, but even though I knew when they were coming, I still hid behind my school bag. The thing was, though, I didn't recognise some parts of the storyline, or even aspects of the characters, even though we'd all read it really carefully and acted out bits of it on stage at school. It's a difficult play, no doubt about that, but I'd somehow expected to feel more familiar with it. We had had a trip to the theatre last week, which all my class went on, to see a play we'd been studying in class. We all knew what it was supposed to be like, and there are several scary bits in it, but even though I knew when they were coming, I still hid behind my school bag. The thing was, though, I didn't recognise some parts of the storyline, or even aspects of the characters, even though we'd all read it really carefully and acted out bits of it on stage at school. It's a difficult play, no doubt about that, but I'd somehow expected to feel more familiar with it.
7. You hear two friends talking about a canoeing lesson they have just had on the river.
Wow, that was amazing! I'm glad we gave canoeing a try, aren't you?
Absolutely! And I'm pleased I did all that weight training beforehand. Otherwise my arms would have ached much more than they did.
I probably should have done that then. My muscles were really sore. And the canoe tipped from side to side quite a bit. I was scared I was going to fall in amongst those rocks.
My brother warned me about that, but I was still anxious about going for a freezing swim on a few occasions. At least I managed to paddle the canoe in a straight line.
Yeah, I never did get that right. You were really impressive.
Thanks.
Wow, that was amazing! I'm glad we gave canoeing a try, aren't you?
Absolutely. And I'm pleased I did all that weight training beforehand. Otherwise my arms would have ached much more than they did.
I probably should have done that then. My muscles were really sore. And the canoe tipped from side to side quite a bit. I was scared I was going to fall in amongst those rocks.
My brother warned me about that, but I was still anxious about going for a freezing swim on a few occasions. At least I managed to paddle the canoe in a straight line.
Yeah, I never did get that right. You were really impressive.
Thanks.
8. You hear a teacher telling a class about a science project they are going to do.
Now, this term, we're going to be doing lots of work on our science project about discoveries in medicine. We'll be spending a lot of time in our school lab during our classes, of course, and I've got some experiments lined up for you to do there. But I've also got a trip planned to the Medical Institute in the city centre. Now, I know many of you think museums are boring, but I promise you this one is fascinating, so we'll all go there together. And for your homework, you'll each have some research to do in the library here before we head off to the city centre. Right, let's get started. Now, this term, we're going to be doing lots of work on our science project about discoveries in medicine. We'll be spending a lot of time in our school lab during our classes, of course, and I've got some experiments lined up for you to do there. But I've also got a trip planned to the Medical Institute in the city centre. Now, I know many of you think museums are boring, but I promise you this one is fascinating, so we'll all go there together. And for your homework, you'll each have some research to do in the library here before we head off to the city centre. Right, let's get started.
Now you have 1 minute to transfer your answers to the answer sheet. This is the end of the listening task.